Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, welcome to the weekend before Christmas, last-minute gift buying, grocery shopping, and, of course, packing the airports.
It's going to be one of the busiest days of this travel period. The TSA expects about 2.8 million people to pass through airport checkpoints.
And DFW Airport thinks that about 4 million people will be passing through, all told, over the next few weeks. KRLD's Georgia Alfredis is live there this morning. She's at Terminal C. Georgia, have you met anybody yet who's had their flights rearranged?
Well, wait till you hear this. I caught up with Terrell and Brian on their way in and asked them about their travel experience today.
How was your experience this morning with parking and traffic?
We took an Uber, so it made it a lot easier.
Okay, what's your first stop? Coffee, security, or restroom?
Security, probably. Going. Well, our flight got canceled. Rescheduled, I should say. So we're trying to figure out a more direct path. Right now, it's kind of taking us all around.
Guess where they're headed? Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine your flight to Hawaii gets canceled?
Oh, that would stink.
You know, yeah, if you're traveling today, especially today, you got to plan ahead. You got to expect the unexpected. From DFW Airport, Georgia Alfredis News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
It's getting busy at Love Field in Dallas. NBC5's Alana Quillen says TSA is expanding hours there.
They're actually opening up the TSA lines earlier for the holiday season here, starting at 3:30 a.m. That will run until Saturday, January 4th.
And the TSA knows a lot of people are bringing presents.
So if you're traveling with a gift, our number one advice is to please don't wrap the gift.
And put that gift in a bag instead.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And we are seeing 17 delays and 2 cancellations at DFW Airport. Hey, some of the wait times are starting to increase. I'm looking at Terminal D right now. Right now, it's about 20 minutes to get through D22, and it's taking about 25 minutes to get through D30. Meanwhile, at checkpoint B9, it's taking 35 minutes at this point. Meanwhile, at Love Field, only 5 delays this morning, and general boarding taking 5 minutes to get through at this point. 2 officers and 3 teens are recovering after an incident in Forney spirals out of control.
Kaufman County sheriffs say this started as a fight near North Forney High School around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. While it was near the school, it was not on campus, according to Forney ISD. Deputies were called out to de-escalate the situation, but as they tried, an officer's gun went off. Shrapnel fragments went flying, injuring those five people. One man who lives in the area says the commotion woke him up. He described the scene as a sea of blue and a bunch of kids and officers running around.
It wasn't necessarily traumatic, but it was something that was eye-opening.
A Forney ISD officer was treated at the scene. A Kaufman County deputy and the three teens were taken to hospitals, but all are expected to be fine. No word yet on possible charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, stop me if you've heard this one. Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson will no longer be testifying today, as he was scheduled to do. The protective order filed by Attorney General Ken Paxton blocks Roberson from appearing before a Texas House committee. Roberson's October execution was delayed by the committee, whose members believe he was wrongly convicted of the 2002 murder of his daughter. While prosecutors at the trial relied on the shaken baby syndrome, other experts say the girl actually died from a lung disease. Terry Compton, who was one of the jurors who sentenced Roberson to death, previously testified the child's medical problems never come up during the trial.
If it had been told to us, I would have had a different opinion, and I would have found him not guilty.
So far, no criminal court has sided with Roberson in his appeals.
Police in Plano say DNA evidence helps them solve an abduction and sexual assault of an 8-year-old girl. It happened back in the early 90s.
They ran that DNA through a national family DNA database and got a partial match and identified 64-year-old Nicholas Ray Carney as their likely suspect since he lived in North Texas at the time of the attack. They also collected some trash from outside his home in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and say DNA evidence from cigarette butts match the evidence in their 1991 case. Carney was arrested this week. Police believe he's also connected to a similar child sexual assault case in Dallas in 1999. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, here's a maybe motivation, John, to get out and do the yard work you've been putting off. From New York comes the story of a complete adult mastodon jaw unearthed during yard work.
What?
The jaw, along with additional bone fragments and teeth, was recovered by researchers from a New York State Museum. They're scheduled for carbon dating and comprehensive analysis to determine the mastodon's age, diet, and habitat during its lifetime. Excavation efforts by the museum staff and a faculty at a community college have yielded a full, well-preserved mastodon jaw belonging to an adult individual, as well as a piece of a toe bone and a rib fragment. How do they know that? How do they know it's a toe bone?
I don't know. It looks like a toe. I don't know. Maybe they ran it through
and
Google AI.
And who's going to challenge him, right? Who's going to have authority to say that's not a toe bone?
Exactly.
They're all Ross Gellers.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congress rejecting the new government spending package that included President-elect Donald Trump's last-minute addition that would have raised the debt ceiling until January 2027.
Present, two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the rules are not suspended and the bill is not passed.
If a spending package does not pass, the government will shut down. And President-elect Trump has put Texas Republican Chip Roy in the crosshairs after he opposed getting rid of the debt ceiling last night.
Roy, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, was one of 37 Republicans to vote against a continuing resolution that would have extended federal spending for the next few months.
We have spent $4.7 trillion in additional debt in the last 19 months. We're going to increase the debt by $5 trillion. That's what's going to happen right here by Republicans.
If not funded, there would be a government shutdown at midnight. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott has a new border security plan for Texas.
From a ranch near the Mexico border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott rolling out his latest effort to slow the flow of migrants illegally crossing into the state, dozens of billboards in Mexico and Central America.
One asked families thinking about sending their kids here, how much did you pay to have your daughter raped?
Referring to the cartels and human traffickers, Abbott also commenting on Trump's family separation policy in the upcoming mass deportation effort.
The family gets to choose, are they going to remain together? That's a family choice. Not a choice by the Trump administration.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
You know, it just wasn't supposed to be like this, Joe. Not at all. I mean, this was sort of a throwaway day. Get ready for the holidays. Grab the last presents. Families start arriving at the airport and you pick them up. All the members of Congress want to go back to the districts and meet with their families. And it is not going to be like that. We've had three big things this week. It started with Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed. Yeah, we really thought they were going to cut interest rates, and we really thought it was going to be a hawkish pause, and maybe they would not be inclined to cut interest rates quite aggressively going forward. But we didn't really expect the message that inflation seems to be entrenched, and there's a possibility they don't cut interest rates at all next year. That sent the market tumbling. Then we've got Triple Witch. I mean, this is the third Friday of the month, the end of the quarter, also for a lot, the end of the year. So you get a lot of wild trading. Hurry up and take some of those profits that you've had this year, and a lot of very wild trading that really is just sort of part of the system. And then there's the other wild card, the government shutdown in Washington, D.C., and this passion play that is playing out with the media, or at least the new media, Twitter, sort of dictating what goes on in Washington, D.C. Now, the latest we just had a few minutes ago is that evidently Mike Johnson's walking in and saying they've got a deal. They're going to vote on it this morning. And the suggestion it may be a kick the can down a very short road, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, just to get everybody back for the holidays. But we'll have to see. And actually, that comment from House Speaker Johnson was enough to take some of the steam off the selling. But still, right now, the Dow looks down 261 points, the S&P down 59, the NASDAQ down 316 points. It's going to be a busy day. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 157 million people are going to cram in last-minute holiday purchases tomorrow. You know what they call it? They call it Super Saturday.
Not all will leave their homes to get the job done. The Retail Federation expects 1 in 4 will shop online. As for what they'll be looking for, the NRF's holiday survey finds 50% plan on buying clothing, 32% will be scooping up toys, 26% purchasing gift cards. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Texas Longhorns starting their quest for a national championship, hosting Clemson tomorrow afternoon in the first round of the college football playoff.
It's exciting for our players and our staff. I know it's obviously very exciting for Longhorn Nation. Should be a great environment. Should be a great game at DKR Saturday.
Head coach Steve Sarkisian. That's a 3 p.m. kick right here on 1080 KRLD. Pregame at 2 p.m. And actually, the college football playoff starts tonight with Notre Dame hosting Indiana. Wow, some neighbors and loved ones hating each other as two Indiana teams go after it there. Love that. Two games tomorrow. SMU goes to Penn State. It's going to be about 24 degrees at game time. Just ridiculous. Mm. And Tennessee goes to Ohio State. Meanwhile, the Cowboys aim to keep their momentum alive against a surging Buccaneers team led by Texas native Baker Mayfield, a playoff berth hanging in the balance, still less and much less than a 1% chance to make the postseason for Dallas.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance, yes, Lloyd. But Dallas is only 1-6 at home this year.
It's one of those things that it's not necessarily about home. We've just been playing some great teams, and no excuses. We had a lot of guys out. But at the end of the day, we're just going to try to take that home field advantage back over these last 2 out of 3 and then see where it takes us from there.
I can't imagine. If the Cowboys make the playoffs, I mean, I would just shake
it. The greatest season ever.
After this year. Well, that's wideout Brandon Cooks. Cowboys host Tampa Bay on Sunday night on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.